Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are going to be finishing off the ninth parak of Maseches Eiruvin with Parak Tes Mishnah Dalid, and then we are going to start the tenth parak of Maseches Eiruvin with Parak Yod Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah here in Parak Tes Mishnah Dalid is going to discuss whether carrying is ever allowed in an area that only has two walls opposite one another and is open on the other two sides. Says the Mishnah, Habona Aliyah Al Gabe Shnei Batim. If a person builds an upper level on top of two houses that are on opposite sides of a Rishos HaRabim, so that the upper level now forms a roof over the Rishos HaRabim, v'chein gisharim hamifulashim, and similarly in a case where there are bridges that cross over a Rishos HaRabim, so that the road underneath the bridge is open on two opposite sides while being closed on two on the other two sides by the walls holding up the bridge. Says the Mishnah, Metaltalin Tachtein B'Shabbos, you're allowed to carry underneath them, whether it's the case of the upper story or whether it's the case of the bridge on Shabbos. And the reason why this is allowed is because these places are now viewed as being surrounded by four walls, the two walls of the houses or of the bridge supports on either side, and the two legal walls that are formed by the sides of the overhead structures extending downward. Devar Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim osrim, but the chachamim disagree, and they say no, they would forbid carrying in these places because according to them, the sides of the overhead structures, whether again the upper level or the bridges, do not extend downwards to form walls in such a case. The Odam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda even says further, Ma'arvin l'mavayam afulash, that you can even make an Eiruv, a Sheitufei Mavos, for an alley that is open at both ends but has two full walls on the other sides, provided that there is a pole or beam at both open sides. An Eiruv for such an alley would work because two full walls alone form a Rishus Hayachid on a Midaraisa level. But again, the Chachamim Osir, the Chachamim disagree and they forbid carrying in this alley because they hold that two full walls do not form a Rishus Hayachid on a Midaraisa level, and therefore the poles or the beams on the open sides of the alley would not be sufficient. Continuing now with Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph, the first two Mishnayos of this parak are going to deal with a person who finds several pairs of tefillin in an open area, whether it be a field and so on, where an animal might get to it, where someone might steal it, where something dangerous or bad might happen to the tefillin. And the Mishnah is going to teach us how a person may take them to a safe place through a Rishos HaRabim on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, HaMotzei Tefillin. If a person finds several pairs of tefillin in a field or any other unsafe place on Shabbos, Machnison Zug Zug, he should bring them in pair by pair, meaning he should wear them one pair at a time in the regular way, one on his head and one on his arm, and he should bring them into a safe place where he takes them off. He then would go back and repeat this until he has secured all of the pairs of the tefillin. By wearing them, he doesn't commit the prohibition of hotzav, carrying on Shabbos in a Rishos HaRabim, in a public area, because wearing tefillin is like wearing a garment. Now, as the Bar Tanora points out, we should just note that there is a machlokas tanoim, whether the mitzvah of tefillin applies only on weekdays or on Shabbos as well. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah seems to take the opinion that wearing tefillin is an obligation even on Shabbos, and therefore based on this, wearing tefillin in a Rishos HaRabim is completely allowed, just like wearing any garment. And the Chacham, however, banned wearing tefillin on Shabbos because they were concerned that one of the leather straps might tear, and then being unable to wear the tefillin, one might carry them in a Rishos HaRabim, which is usher on a Midaraisa level. In our Mishnah's case, where someone found tefillin that are at risk of being defiled, of being destroyed, the rabbis lifted their prohibition and allowed him to wear the tefillin in a Rishos HaRabim in order to spare them from being destroyed, from being desecrated, from being mistreated in this type of way. Nevertheless, he may only wear one pair of tefillin according to this opinion at a time. Even though there is room on the head and arm technically for two, he may not wear two pairs because wearing an extra pair of tefillin on a day when the mitzvah d'oraisa applies, which includes Shabbos according to this Tana, is forbidden by the Torah under the Isser of Baal tosif, that you can't add on to mitzvos, and therefore by wearing two pairs of tefillin, that would be the iser of bal tosif, therefore you can't do that on Shabbos as well. And furthermore, as the Bar Tanura points out, since one is forbidden to wear a second pair of tefillin, they are considered a burden, therefore wearing in a rishus harab would be usur on a midaraisa level. However, it continues that Mishir Rabban Gamliel, Omer Rabban Gamliel says, shnayim shnayim, he may bring them in two by two, he can wear two pairs of tefillin at a time, because even wearing two pairs of tefillin is not considered to be carrying. That according to Rabbi Gamliel, one is obligated to wear tefillin only on weekdays and not on Shabbos. Therefore, they may not be worn in a Rishus HaRab on Shabbos because they are not considered to be articles of clothing on that day. Nevertheless, in the situation discussed here, where tefillin must be safe from desecration, from being destroyed, the Chachamim, the rabbis, permitted wearing them in a Rishus HaRabim because they can be considered like some sort of a jewelry, like some sort of a tachshit, something extra that a person wears, and that would be allowed in this situation. Now, furthermore, even two pairs of tefillin may be worn together as this tachshit, as this jewelry. Since there is room on the head for two pairs, the prohibition of bal tosif, of adding on to a mitzvah, wouldn't apply here, since in this Tana's opinion, there is no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos at all. Continuing in our mission, as the mission is going to limit this discussion to a specific case, as the mission about Med Devarim Emunim, when is it that one is allowed to bring tefillin to a safe place? Whether it's one pair according to the Tanna Kamma, whether it's two pairs according to Rabbi Gamliel, when are you allowed to do that? Says the Mishnah, Bishanos, only in the case of old tefillin, which have clear markings that show that they are definitely tefillin, Aval Bechadoshos, but in the case of new tefillin, which do not have such indications that they are real tefillin, not some sort of an amulet or something else, then Potter, one is exempt, meaning one is not allowed to do this. It would be usher on a daraisa, it would be mutter on a daraisa level, but usher on a midrabanan level. One should not save them by wearing them in a public domain if they are new tefillin. Continuing in the Mishnah, mitzan tzivasim o krichos, if a person found them tied in numerous pairs or in large piles, meaning there are too many of them for him to be able to take all of them one by one or two by two before Shabbos ends, mach shechaleinu mavien, he should stay with them, guarding them until Shabbos ends, and then he should bring them to a safe place once Shabbos is over. Uvasakana, however, says the Mishnah, if by wearing the tefillin or by staying with the tefillin he's going to put himself into danger, mechasan v'holichlo, he should simply cover them up and then he should leave. At that point, the Tosfiantov says, based on Rashi, that you should take your shirt and cover them with that, whatever the case may be. If there's a sakon, if there's a danger, then he should simply cover them up with his shirt. Now, the danger discussed here is that the government of the time bans the practice of Judaism, and they would punish anyone found with tefillin. In such a situation, the only option would be to cover the tefillin and leave. However, if the danger is that he might be attacked by either robbers or attacked by someone who sees him wearing them, then he's not allowed to abandon the tefillin. He can't leave them there because he has another way to save them all before nightfall. Meaning, what could he do? He could carry many pairs, less than four amos, at a time. Right? He walks less than four amos, stops for a moment, and then he would put them down, pick them up, and then he would keep doing that until he reaches a safe place. In this way, he does not commit the Isser Midaraisa of carrying an object for Amos in a Rishos HaRabim. Although this is Isser Midarabanan, the Chachamim permitted this for the sake of protecting the tefillin. Have a great day.